Foodie Films is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Hey there, foodie fans, and welcome back to another episode of Foodie Films. Of course, this is your host, your chef de cinema cuisine, Kyle Reinfried. What's going on? What's happening? How are you? I'm here. I just recorded this episode, and this episode is with Joe Ruback, a.k.a. License Plate Guy, if you don't know him. Actually, the episode is exporting right now, and I hear it playing, so I'm going to mute it. And yes, so I'm here. I just recorded this earlier today, and it was great. So Joe Ruback, a.k.a. License Plate Guy, if you don't know either of those names, well, you should follow him on social media. So he's the biggest Giants fan. The guy hasn't missed a single game in, oh boy, even though I just recorded it before, I forget what we said now, 19 years, 17 years, 19 years? I met him a few years back, but we've been working together on some stuff recently. We've become more friendly, and he's got this great event coming up. It is the Landon Collins Celebrity Softball Game, but like we say, there's so much more, and you'll hear more about it on the episode. But I was like, you know what, let's talk about that, and let's talk about football and tailgating, and I found a sport-related movie that I thought would be fun to talk about, and while we don't talk a lot about movies, you know, sometimes that happens. I know it's called Foodie Films, but we do talk a lot about food. In general, Joe loves food. He loves Cadbury eggs, so if you ever meet him, I know it'd be weird, but just hand him a Cadbury egg, his eyes will light up. But, so we talk some movies, I ask him what his favorite football movie is, so you'll hear us talk about that, and yeah, we talk food, we talk movies, we talk a lot of football, and we talk about this great charity event coming up, and even though Landon Collins no longer plays for the New York Giants, he's a stand-up guy, a great guy, and he's hosting this charity event that happens June 8th in Rockland County at the Rockland Boulders Stadium. That's the, I should know the name of it. Let me look it up. Where is it? It is the Palisades Credit Union Park. So it's where the Rockland Boulders play, but it's called the Palisades Credit Union Park in Rockland County, New York. And on Saturday, June 8th, and maybe us talking about tailgating will get you in the mood, and you can come on down and tailgate and dodgeball and kickball, home run derby, a softball game, and over 70 Giants greats past and present. This year they're doing defense versus offense, are like the two teams, and this is just a fun event. I've helped film it 2 years ago, and I'll be there this year, so if you also come, you'll maybe recognize me from pictures I've posted and all that good stuff. But this is a fun episode. So without further ado, here we go. Me and License Plate Guy, Joe Ruback.
Joe, thanks for having me. I've seen it on video, but I am here. I am in
the man cave.
The man cave. Do you have a specific title for it?
No. Actually, you know, it's funny. People call it, you know, the Giants cave, the man cave, this and that, the TV room. But to be honest with you, I don't think I've put on that TV.
I was going to say, like
15 years.
Yeah. I was going to say, what are you exactly? Like, I pulled up. It looks like you got a nice, you know, like, summer is here. We've got a nice, 80 something plus degree weather day. I'm like, oh, you got a nice backyard. I'm like, but I wonder how much.
In the summertime, I'm home. I mean, what do we got? Giants camp coming up and stuff like that. But
yeah.
But I mean, game time or something like that, I never really,
yeah.
You know, I've been, this is my 19th year going to every game, so.
That's every game.
Every game.
So 16, you know, every, I mean.
And
obviously.
And preseason.
Oh, and preseason. Yeah,
and
yeah,
if
yeah.
a Giant makes the Pro Bowl, I'm going there too.
And that's how, I mean, we're gonna talk a lot of football. We're going to talk a lot of food. Got a good fun movie we're going to talk about. But, so yeah, let's actually jump right to that. Pro Bowl, how many years ago? Three years ago. You're down in Orlando. I mean, well, actually, first, let's just say your nickname. You've got a license plate.
License plate guy. You know what? It's funny because as boring as that sounds, license plate guy. You know, LPG. You know, it's not like someone goes into something like a big super fan or any kind of fandom like with this. You know, with this nickname that you wanna all of a sudden become this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, back when, you know, I was going to games with my dad, you know, he dared me, I was 16,
okay.
And he dared me to wear my license plate. I had just got G1 Ants, so
okay.
Giants,
yeah,
for
yeah,
the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't get the eye, and I was miserable, by the way. I cried for like, you know, I have no idea.
Did you ever seek out who like?
No, I didn't want to kill him. But, you know, I think it was my mom's idea to put the one instead of the eye. I think she was just trying to shut me up from crying. I don't know what she, whatever. 16 years old, bowling, I couldn't get my plate. But I wound up getting that, and my dad dared me to wear it to a game, and I thought it was like the most ridiculous thing he could have asked me to do. But there I was, taking off a shoelace because someone dared me.
Okay.
And I put it around my neck, and I wore it to the game, and it was funny. It was cool. People in the, because when you go to Giant games, like back then, you had your section. You had your friends.
Yeah.
And that was your section and
like
all
a
of
community,
your friends.
Yeah.
And we won.
Awesome.
We as in
the Giants.
And I hate when people
but
say
you're,
that.
But you're the – no.
No,
but,
no. It's the Giants.
It's
so
the,
they
okay.
won. And, you know, a lot of people were leaving and they're like, you got to wear that next week. Got to wear that next week. And I think they went on like a mini streak of two wins.
Who'd they play against?
Dallas.
That's a good win. Yeah.
And make a long story short, one became two. Two became four, and then the infamous "Oh my God" guy in Super Bowl 42 after Tyree caught that ball.
Yeah,
the Manning escape. Tyree catches the ball. They flash, and I'm saying, "Oh my God!"
The 18-1 season.
Yeah, couldn't believe he caught it.
Yeah,
and then it was like, "Oh, that's that license plate guy." So it you know, even though I was doing it for so many years, I didn't seek out to be this thing.
No, and this is all before social media.
Right. So you don't, doesn't seek, right. That's actually a good point because people think you just want to go out there, be an influencer, you know, start making money.
No. At this point, we've got like MySpace.
And I don't even know how to do the influencer stuff. Like, I don't know how to make money. Trust me, I want to. I just don't know how to. So after that, it became, I was Oh My God guy for a little while.
Okay.
So that was fun to be Oh My God guy, but then and then everybody would, you know, see me and they'd be like, oh, that's that license plate guy.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then it takes on a mind of its own, and I did a few things with NFL Films and the Giants and whatever.
When did people start sending you license plates?
So
now you've got, I mean, how many license plates do you have?
I think I'm rocking 81 now.
Wow.
So you really think about it, 81 Giant themed license plates. But you know what? To be fair, out of the 81, I think 10 are mine, maybe a dozen.
But that's a statement of its own to show how it's expanded and how, as a fan, towards other fans, what you, your connection to it.
Yeah, I mean, look, social media.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say is social media. So, you know, I started rocking them to games and, you know, I was going on this to year 2000, you know.
Yeah.
I decided to go to every single game and made it to the Super Bowls. Though.
Yeah, Giants versus Ravens,
yeah,
unfortunately.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, so, you know, they made it to the Super Bowls. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
I can't believe, you know, I'm going to keep going. And then I tried to, you know, I sit behind the Giants bench, front row, on the away games only. And I was allowed to hang them. You know, it was really cool to hang all the plates.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, September 11th happened, you know, you were not only allowed to, I was lucky to even bring him in, let alone hang, couldn't hang him, couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Everything changed. But I've been to all these stadiums so many times.
Yeah.
That I'll give you an example, which is kind of funny. I'll go to the link, you know, on the Eagles, and soon as I get to security, most of them know me, but if they don't, they'll be like, What's
up with all this?
The hell is this shit?
Are you gonna be throwing? Well, they're Eagles fans, so they're used to people throwing stuff. So you're gonna
like,
be
what the hell is this shit? And then as soon as they make a phone call,
yeah,
I can hear, the guys like, yeah, whatever, that's nice play guy, let him in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, which is cool. They might not like it, but they're like, yeah, we don't like that guy, just let him in. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, what did you? Did I read one time you said that you saw Jerry Jones and you're like, I don't like it, but I respect.
Yeah,
him.
I don't like it, but that was actually on the field at Giants Stadium. So anyway, social media is a big thing. Getting back to your question, they see it at the games. You get a Facebook or a Twitter or an Instagram message saying, hey, you know, I have an old plate, or my dad had an old plate, or my grandfather, it's hanging in the garage. Would you don it? Would you rock it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, of course.
Yeah.
And the only thing I ever ask is, like, if anybody ever wants it back, just give me your name and address.
Sure.
I'll store it somewhere. If I'm ever done with this and you really want it back,
yeah,
it's their plate.
That's nice.
But as long as it's DMV issued, as long as it's real, I'll rock it.
That's
cool. It's really difficult now with 81 getting through airports and stuff. It really is. It's very heavy, too.
It's a separate carry-on.
It's very heavy, bro. It's very heavy.
That's like almost, I mean, the show, the epic show just ended, but it's like almost your own version of the Iron Throne. It's like,
you're done right. You know what? When I'm done, I'll make a chair out of it.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. But so we were saying 3 years ago, Orlando, Pro Bowl. I mean, you've gotten to know these guys. You've become friends with them. And now you're holding these events, and I mean specifically the Landon Collins celebrity softball game, which is not just softball; it's dodgeball.
Yeah, we kind of amped it up a little bit. So look, I met Landon in a Giants camp.
Yeah.
That year, I met him at the stadium when he got drafted.
Okay, such a cool guy.
He's beyond cool.
Yeah.
Like honestly, he's an unbelievable. Could you imagine? He's not even a Giant, and yet he's sticking to his word about doing this for charity. Like, come on.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do this. He'd be like, I just signed a $1 billion contract. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm very happy for his payday. But the fact that we're playing him twice a year.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I actually met him at a Victor Cruz event.
Okay.
Where I actually got to sit with him and talk with him for a little bit.
Nice.
And I didn't have the game in mind at all then. I just was like, dude, I think you're gonna be unbelievable. Like, so glad the Giants, you know, moved up to get you. I can't believe you made it out of first round. I mean, I was gassing him up, and I was like, you know, I'm literally. He's like, I don't know how we got on the subject, but he was like, yeah, you know, maybe I'll see you in Hawaii. And I'm like, Orlando, because they moved it. That was the first year, I think. And he's like, oh shit, that's my hometown.
Oh,
so,
okay.
He has family there and a home there. So I'm like, well, then let's just meet in Orlando this year at the end of the year, and I'll see you at the Pro Bowl. And sure enough, son of a gun made it.
Yeah.
And before he left, I was like, he said, we chatted. He was like, let's grab lunch or something down there. So sure enough, I went down, went to the team hotel, started talking. I was like, you know, you're actually a pretty cool dude. Like, we should do something.
Yeah.
I've never really did anything huge. I went to all these events, but like, do you have anybody that does anything for you? He's like, no. I'm like, well, let's do something. He's like, okay. And then we sat there like idiots, not knowing what we're going to do, you know? And we settled on softball. And then he let me, that's the trust that he had in me.
Yeah.
He let me just roll with it. I will tell you a funny story, though. I didn't know him. And we're just becoming friends.
Sure.
So who's to say, and we only had 4 months, 3 months ago, to get this together.
Mm-hmm.
So who's to say he wasn't going to stick to his word?
Yeah.
So I called Brandon Jacobs.
Okay.
And I was like, BJ, I don't know this dude. Like, if he screws me and he doesn't come through, and the guys he said he's going to bring, like, can you get a, could you and I put our heads together and get the old heads
there? Yeah. Yeah.
And he said yes. And then I talked to Bradshaw, he talked to somebody else. I talked to so-and-so, he talked to Burris. I talked to Toomer. We just kept getting guys.
Yeah.
So at least I was comfortable that if Lannon decided, I don't even know what we talked about at the Pro Bowl. You know, I knew I was going to have a game.
Yeah, the Super Bowl and, champs coming. Yep. Yeah.
And the last thing I wanted to do was let down any Giant fans.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Giant fan at the end of the day. I want what's best for both of us, for all of us. So, sure enough, the event came, and it was, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe Lannon came with everybody. Brandon came with everybody, and we put on this amazing event. 3,000 people when I thought I would get 1,000. $30-something thousand raised for Tom Caulfield J Fund, where I thought I would raise 10. It was just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It really showed that, one, power of social media, two, power of friendship, and three, power of Giants
fandom.
Fandom. And that's it. And here we are going into the third year, very upset Lannon is not a Giant. Very upset.
Yes.
But there's nothing we could do about it but throw a dodgeball as hard as we can at him. That's sad.
Yeah. And this year, so the first year, it was the past Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 42 and 46 versus Current.
Versus Current.
Last year, Super Bowl 42-46 versus Current. Okay. Same game.
Yeah, but this year.
It finished in a tie.
Yeah.
So this year, I couldn't really say versus Current. Because he's not Current.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, you know what? If you're a Giant, come to the game. Offense versus defense.
Nice.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I don't care when you played.
Yeah.
Offense versus defense. So that's it. So whoever's coming, that's what it is. We'll just choose up the teams. And
that'll be fun.
Let's go. So, and we added, you know, little things. So we're going to start off with our regular dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
And for the third straight year, everybody's going to cheat. I can't really fix that, man. You know, good luck telling someone to get out. They look at you like, excuse me, like, stay in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
Which has been just incredible the last couple of years. And then I have some surprises in that too. And then we go to the softball game, and during the softball game we're gonna switch over to kickball.
Okay.
So we're gonna do like 5-6 innings and then 3 innings of kickball and go home.
Nice.
It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, no, it's a hell of an event. I was at the first one. I'll be back, obviously, this year.
So great.
Helping out with the video department. And, it's just, I mean, so it's at the Rockland Boulders, right?
It's Palisades Credit Union Park in Pomona, New York, home of Rockland Boulders.
Yeah, it's a great little stadium.
It's incredible, considering it was never supposed to be built.
I don't, what's
the, yeah. Yeah, the town supervisor, okay. Christopher St. Lawrence, you know, basically, I guess put it to vote or put it out there, and it was voted down.
Wow.
And next thing you know, he's breaking ground.
Wow.
You know, he's in jail now.
Okay.
But I thank him every day for building it.
Yeah.
You know, I it is literally a heaven when you go to that park in the middle of nowhere. And it's really a superb park.
Yeah. Talking of parks, let's talk Giant Stadium versus MetLife, or even obviously you've been to every stadium. So yeah, first, I mean, what was it, just experiences from the old Giants Stadium? What was it like when you heard, you know, obviously, you know, and then the Jets building sharing that, and then building a new one, and that co-owned?
Listen, I have several, you if you know me and you follow me, I don't talk bad about anything.
Yeah.
I just don't see the good in it, however.
Mm-hmm.
No, Giant Stadium was awesome. Loved it. I loved the wind. I loved I loved the home field advantage. I loved it all.
It was a real stadium of the elements.
Yeah, I loved it all.
Yeah.
I loved it all. Whether Parcells opens the gate, doesn't open the gate, the tunnel, I don't. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But, come on, man, you got to get with the times. I didn't mind a new state-of-the-art stadium coming in.
Sure.
You know, I miss the old stadium now that I say that. But I was down for it. With that said, I've been to every stadium 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except, you know, Atlanta I just went to.
Yeah, the new ones,
Minnesota
yeah.
I just went to. Holy cow, is some of these stadiums incredible.
Well, yeah.
And we built a regular stadium.
Yeah.
I've been to, first of all, you could put MetLife inside of AT&T.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. I went there.
My favorite stadium in the world, bro.
Yeah, I went there a couple of years ago, and number one, I had never been to the city of Dallas, and I hadn't been to that stadium. And as a Giants fan, I you know, despise the Cowboys.
Of course.
And I wanted to hate the city, and I wanted to hate the stadium, but I had a feeling I was going to walk in there, and sure enough, I walk in there, I go, God damn it.
It's the nicest thing I've ever seen.
One team, and while they are one of the most, like, wealthiest teams in, like, all of sports, and I'm sure with, like, labor costs and all that kind of stuff down in Texas versus up here and, you know,
I don't buy any of that. $1 billion is $1 billion. I don't know. You know, I hate when people... trust me, I was saying it too. $1 billion down there is not $1 billion here. Okay, $1 billion down there and $1.2 billion.
But they were able to put a roof on there, you know. What? Would you, if they
no,
said,
I don't
you...
even start me. Okay. I can't believe there's no roof. I can't believe it. So I mean, I seriously can't believe it. Look, you want old time football? No problem. Old school football? Great. But how do you not put a roof on for concerts? That's, how do you not put a roof on?
From a financial standpoint,
I cannot.
You could have.
Understand it. I swear to you.
You could have, obviously, concerts all year round. When you host the Super Bowl, you wouldn't have to worry about bad weather.
It's mind-boggling. Yeah. I swear to you, it's mind-boggling. Listen, I live in Rockland County.
Yeah.
We just built this bridge to Tappan Zee Bridge, the Cuomo Bridge. No train?
Yeah.
You don't, like, those things,
Yeah.
I just, listen, don't get me wrong. I don't know the logistics to the MetLife or Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah.
I don't know that you have to build a track that cost $85 billion. I don't know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But from a standpoint of, I can't believe it wasn't done.
Yeah.
Look, don't want to share the stadium anymore. We shouldn't have shared the stadium.
Then Jet should be on Jet Long
should
Island.
Jet should be on the West Side Highway. Okay?
Yeah.
They would be very happy there. But here we are, sharing a stadium, which also means, by the way, when you get a PSL, which destroyed pro sports.
Yeah.
So now I have to pay a large sum just to have the rights to buy the tickets.
Yeah.
Just the rights to buy them. And then you figure, all right, what we thought we were going to be promised back then was, don't forget, there are concerts you could buy tickets to. You'll have, you know, let's say there's wrestling or there's monster trucks, whatever floats your boat, you could get tickets to because you own that seat.
Yeah.
Really? So if I wanted to go to a concert, I want to go to Metallica next week, and I own that seat. So are you going to give me those tickets? Or are you going to give it to the Jet fan that owns that seat?
Yeah. That's the whole...
So you can't do it.
Yeah.
How crappy is that?
It's just... I mean, I have... I won't say from who, but I had a little inside scoop to just, like, the planning of the stadium, and I heard the biggest thing, and I mean, it's a pretty obvious statement, but that since it is two teams, I heard the Jets wanted something very... It sounded like in the vein.
Jet-like?
Well, yeah, they're like closer, like futuristic. What like seems like what the Falcons and the Vikings and the Giants did want, something a bit more traditional and classic.
They should have went crazy. The Jets actually were right on that. Yeah. Sorry, because every stadium I go to is, let's put it this way: I walk into MetLife and I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. I walk into every stadium, my jaw drops. Atlanta, jaw dropped. Minnesota, jaw dropped. Nah, and that doesn't mean I don't like Kansas City. Doesn't mean I don't like Green Bay.
Yeah.
I love those stadiums. I really do. Can't compare it, man. Holy cow, some of these stadiums are gorgeous.
Yeah, these new age stadiums, I mean, they're just gorgeous. Just impressive, yeah. Just from, I mean, every standpoint for, like, the side, like, I don't know, just even seems like the sidelines, I mean, you're always much closer than I am, just the sidelines are just so shallow in this MetLife, and just, I mean, even let's talk, like, tailgating. What's, like, does it feel different now at this new stadium?
No, not at all. Okay. Tailgating's tailgating, baby.
Okay.
You bring your 1975 grill. Tailgating is tailgating.
All right,
you know?
That's good. Well, that's good to hear.
I mean, look, it's still a parking lot.
Yeah.
So... Basically, I look at it as tailgating is better because I'm literally sitting on the site where the old stadium was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So you're tailgating, you know, on Giant Stadium. It's funny, my brother and I get into a fight all the time because he's scared. You know, he's a little older than me, and he's like, you know, when I die, sorry for bringing this up, you know, when I die, you cremate my, you know, cremate me and take my ashes and sprinkle it in Giant Stadium and MetLife. But he says, no, I don't trust you. You'll leave me out in the parking lot with the rest of the ashes. I'm like, shut up, bro. I got to do that. But no, tailgating, food is always banging.
Yeah.
That's another great part about being a license plate guy. I'm invited to several tailgates.
That's pretty awesome. What's the most baller tailgate you've ever been to?
There's a few out there, man.
Yeah.
People, what am I talking about? A few. There's a million out there. Giant Stadium, anywhere you go, people have steaks and crusted this and shrimp that. And I'm talking about people go to town.
Yeah.
They go to town. They like their tailgating. They really do.
That's something,
and,
yeah.
And I'll put, actually, that's another thing. I'll go and I'll tailgate in other stadiums.
Yeah.
But I'll put MetLife people, I'll put Giant fans up against anybody, yeah.
Nice.
No doubt.
I like hearing that. Do you have a tailgate favorite as far as like a like something you just like having right before, you know, before a game?
I have, you know, I have my spots. You know, I'm in G and I'm in L, my main spots. But do I need something before I go in? No, I'm like a... I visit many tailgates, so I don't have a specific drink. I don't have a specific food. Me, I'm just like amped up. It's game day.
Yeah.
I'm not a let's hang out and drink and go in. I want to go in the minute that you're allowed to go in. The minute. Mm-hmm. I want to see the warm-ups. I want to see this.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be sleeping because I'm drunk in the first quarter.
Now, we're going to be talking kind of a sports movie today, but all, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, do you have a favorite football movie?
You know, Longest Yard growing up, the original.
Yeah.
Was
Burt Reynolds.
One of,
well, he's in both, but...
Yeah. It was one of my... I mean, that movie was just incredible.
Yeah.
And I was young. I was really young. Rudy has got to be one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh yeah,
it still gets me when he sacks. And no, he was not offsides. It's just the angle. Stop lying, everybody out there. You know, I'm cool with Any Given Sunday and movies like that. But I didn't love those.
Okay.
Waterboy. Like I'm cool with all those movies. I know that I shouldn't be saying this out loud, but I can't stop watching Invincible. Every time it's on, I watch it. Every single time it's on. I think because everybody that has ever gone out there and played football with their friends, they could be him.
Yeah.
They could be Papali.
True, yeah.
So, but no, other than that, you got any? Give me some. Give me some I'm not mentioning.
Oh, I mean, as far as football,
I mean, there's a million of them.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I do, you know, I mean, obviously Waterboy is silly and awesome.
Silly and awesome. Good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Baseball, I feel like
Necessary Roughness.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that
That was with Kathy Ireland, right? That one? Was that Necessary Roughness?
Yeah, that's a movie I haven't seen in quite some time.
But you've seen it.
Yes, I have seen it.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to quick look this up.
Yep.
I feel like there's like one that I'm just, you know, obviously you went with like Rudy, which is just
I mean, that was by far one of my favorite.
Fall movie. Here we go.
You know what I can't stop watching? Draft Day. I really like Kevin Costner in Draft Day. I really do.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, no matter what.
Oh, boy. This podcast could go on forever. Oh, remember the Titans?
My God.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans. It was
That's
phenomenal. The Blind Side.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi. Should I not be here?
No, go ahead.
It's all good. I mean, those are just some great football movies. But like I said,
know that I actually work for at-risk youth, a school. So Gridiron Gang always got me because that's literally who I work for. And I had started a football team at my school.
Wow. Okay.
So, and it is just like Gridiron Gang. So I definitely think of that one, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
The Big Fan. How about The Big Fan? Why am I not The Big Fan? Why did I not play
The
Big Fan?
Yeah, exactly.
Oswald. Why did I not
pick
that?
That was a hell
of a movie. What
the hell? We Are Marshall.
We Are Marshall. Tearjerker. Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember the Titans? Oh, we just talked about that.
Yeah. Those are some... I mean, yeah, there's a hell of a lot of football movies.
Necessary Roughness, Long and Short... Dude, Little Giants.
Oh, yeah. How are we not? Yeah,
we
I grew
not
up on
up
Little
Giants?
Giants. Yeah. That was the 90s. I mean, I grew up in the 90s. The 90s were a great time for, like, kids' sport movies. A lot of baseball movies, like The Sandlot, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
But, like, when The Little Giants came out, that definitely pushed me towards... I didn't play football, but, like, that pushed me towards being a Giants fan.
Yeah, I love Little Giants. Dude, All the Right Moves growing up, that was one of Tom Cruise's firsts, right? That was... Awesome movie, really, really good. Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
We consider that a football movie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
show
me the money. Yeah, that's
Varsity Blues. I mean, we can go on forever. Actually, I know this is gonna sound funny, but Heaven Can Wait.
Oh yeah,
Heaven Can Wait.
My service isn't too good in your man cave, so that's why I'm a little quiet on my end.
The Last Boy Scout. And you know what? We gotta. We got a ton of movies.
We got a ton of movies.
Yeah, but I feel like watching one tonight.
But
Game of Thrones, what?
Yeah, exactly. But the movie we're talking about is 2006 Beer League, starring Artie Lang. We won't talk
about it.
Yeah.
First of all, how was he doing?
Not too good,
right? Did he lose a nose or something?
Well, so what happened is because due to his addiction to cocaine, it just totally lost his septum.
Like, oh my goodness!
Yeah,
so did it cave in?
Yes.
So, but he could have an operation to fix that, right?
Yes, but I think right now it's just like, I mean, I'm not going to speak on behalf of his
internal
thoughts,
but
I think it's just almost like, you know, plenty of other things to be thinking about before getting a cosmetic surgery. I would imagine so. I mean, just seeing obviously. Nose jobs that are done for other people. Unfortunately, he's always been very open about it, and it wasn't his first troubles. But
and
like
everybody's
last...
tried to help him.
Yeah.
A lot of comedians
try to
get him some help. But you know what? It's funny when you're when you're a comedian, I feel like him and his friends could laugh it off. Like, I'm going to go do a line.
Yeah.
Like, dude. Come on, man, be serious. Well, I am. Well, and it comes across as funny.
Yeah.
But addictions are, it's not funny.
I'm not trying to draw comparisons, but even Louis C.K. and the trouble that he got into, he made plenty of inappropriate, his career was a lot of inappropriate jokes, and he would make jokes similar to what unfolded in real life. And, you know.
Yeah. I still think that's part of...
I mean, sometimes it's a cry for help as well. But,
I'm assuming, and this is, please, all an assumption.
Yeah.
Assuming that a lot of comedians are just like speaking the truth about their lives sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are the ones that when it comes out that they did X, Y, Z, you're like, oh, yeah, well, that's what he talks about all the time.
Yeah.
Addiction is no joke.
No.
Unless mine, which is the Giants. Then we could joke about it, but addiction is no joke.
Yeah. You know, this movie, and while, I mean, he was even open about it back then, but like I said, came out in 2006. And I love this movie because, well, you know, so I'm from New Jersey. This is a Jersey-heavy movie.
Which means you are a what fan?
Oh, I'm a Giants fan.
Not a freaking Cowboy fan
loved
it.
I love that
when he did that.
You know what? I'm going to play that little clip right now. That's just so perfect.
Bro, look at yourself. You're an unemployed drunk. You play softball in corduroys, and you still live with your mother.
You shave your body hair, wear Speedos down ashore, and root for the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, that's America's team, asshole.
Not in Jersey, asshole. We grew up 15 minutes from Giant Stadium. You're a fucking Cowboys fan?
You're just jealous.
Oh, when he told that, you're a freaking Cowboys fan.
You grew up 15 minutes
from the Giant
Stadium.
Yeah, I love that.
And you were for the Dallas fucking Cowboys.
I love that.
They're America's team.
Yep.
Oh, not America's team. Oh God, yeah, that's just
self-proclaimed.
I mean, this is a funny movie. It's just, I love the fact that, you know, so like the title of the movie, it's a beer league. This is just an adult, you know, men's softball league, and Artie's team. Even like their shirt is Ed's Bar and Swill, and I just love it because these are just some guys that, you know, I mean, Artie is unemployed in the movie. I mean, he ends up working some landscaping in it. But, like, all these guys that, you know, it's just something that they do. I think they say twice a week.
Yep.
And they just have this deep rivalry. It's just fun because it's just, you know, your average Joe guys, and you get to see this level of rivalry.
Great
and
movie.
Just that it doesn't matter if it's NFL, MLB, or just this beer softball league. And you see this other team. That's so the guy from, you know, the clip we just played, his name is Dennis Manganiello, and he's just
a very
Jersey Guido, and runs a gym, and that's who sponsors that team. But they're all wearing, you know, the proper uniforms and everything, while Artie, like in that clip, he's like, you know, you're wearing corduroys. Yeah.
I feel like I'd be in that movie if Artie and I were friends, man. Yeah. I think that'd be an awesome movie.
Was there any scene in particular? I mean, obviously, we love the statement about the cowboy.
That is my favorite scene.
Yeah.
Like when they're at the field, right?
Yeah, just that's right, like right in the beginning.
And he just
yeah.
roasts him. I love it. That's literally my favorite part of that movie.
It's so good. I love that. I love the diner. You know,
New
Yorker,
food scenes,
New Jerseyans.
Baby.
Yeah. It's just the way that they order. That's also, yeah, you know what?
Jerseyan?
Yeah, exactly. As a New Yorker, as a New Jerseyan, like I'm going to play that clip and then we'll talk about it.
What do you guys want? Let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a hard roll with a side order of fries, cheese, and gravy, and a bowl of gravy on the side.
I'll have the same thing plus pancakes.
Chocolate milk?
You know it, honey.
Yeah, I'll make it too. I'll have an egg white omelet made with very little oil, dry wheat toast, and grapefruit juice. Oh, my God. That's the gayest order I ever heard.
You know, in Massachusetts, that order could legally marry a dude.
All right, here it comes.
You know, just placing an order like that gets you kicked out of the army. Now, if you put a construction helmet on that order, it could join the village people.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's just like the way, you know, so the one guy, oh, what's his name? It's Johnny Trino. I love him because the whole, I hit him throughout the, you know, batting a, he just keeps, you know, he's keeping his batting record throughout.
Yeah, throughout the, of course, you always got one on the team that does that.
I'm batting 687. Yeah, what are you talking about? But I love, he's just like, can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a hard roll, side of fries with cheese and gravy and a bowl of gravy. That's just like.
And a bowl of gravy.
Yeah, and then Artie goes, oh, same thing, but also a side of pancakes. And then Ralph Macchio, which, come on, we've got the Karate Kid in this movie.
Yep.
Another, you know, a true New Jerseyan, and he orders the egg white omelet.
Yeah, egg white omelet. Come on.
And the waitress gives him a hard time. This movie is a little dated for its time. It's not exactly the most politically correct with some of the names.
That's Artie.
But that's Artie, and that's... Yeah, well, that's Artie. That's his comedy. He was a co-writer on this.
Yep.
And that's also, I mean, that's just... Guys, kind of, you know, I'm not giving an excuse, but that is just guys busting one another's balls.
That's what made a movie great.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot. I love this movie because of all of its all of its New Jersey locations. They shot in Woodridge, Bayonne.
Yep.
The gym is in North Arlington. I mean, the final. Come on. Your second favorite should be the final shot of the movie, which is when they're driving through the Promised Land through the Meadowlands.
Went through the Meadowlands. And you already know that's the Promised Land. Right through, they literally drive right through the Meadowlands.
Yeah, and I love it. He just goes. Even we end on like a food note. He steals the trophy in the most like jerk off way, which is perfect. And then he says to his girlfriend Linda, he's just like, "How about we pawn it in Newark and go down the shore and grab some cheesesteaks?"
Let's go. That's funny.
I mean, they go to Seaside Heights in this movie. It's a pre-Sandy Seaside Heights boardwalk, and they're playing. I mean, that
which
scene
means
with,
it existed.
Yeah, exactly. And Jim Brewer in that scene as the, you know, taunting him, "Purple Monkey Man, Pink Bear Man," and it just, and again, I mean, already in this movie, he goes, he can't win those things. So what does he do? He throws a football at him and he steals another football and gives it to his girlfriend. I mean, this. It's a
classic move, though.
It is.
It's a great move.
Yeah. Well,
we all tried it when we went to prom. We all tried it down at the shore.
That is, yeah. Seaside Heights is very notorious for a lot of people from this area going to post-prom.
Yep.
It's such a good movie as far as showing just these guys as fans, as like your average, you know, Joe kind of people.
And they are.
Yeah, and they are.
And they make us laugh.
Well, I asked you before we started recording, you know, like sometimes I'll have people pick it out. It happened with you. I wanted to see if you had like a favorite food scene from a movie, and we were thinking about it, and then you came up with one. And
Nothing. I mean, one of the original food fight movies was Animal House.
Yeah, Animal House.
I mean, literally, what am I? A zit, and then forget it. It was on. I mean, that's really Animal House was the first ones that. What other ones were we talking about?
Yeah, you had a good one. It was, I should have written it down.
Oh, no. We have Animal House, and then we definitely have Wedding Crashers.
Oh, Wedding Crashers.
Let me tell you something. The thing, though it's not a food, but when he's making that plate in the morning, and he's just piling stuff on, and he's putting the syrup all over, and he's pissed at his friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm literally crying at that scene. I'm starving, and I'm crying at that scene. But it's got to be a food scene. I mean,
oh yeah,
he's making that big ass plate.
There he is. It's the big guy. Get in here.
Wait till you see the spread. Anything you want.
Yeah. Well, get what you want to go. The ferry leaves in 25 minutes. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, what's your problem? Have some of this stuff.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, John. I'm fried.
Soft mattress?
Yeah, that could have been it. It could have been the soft mattress, or it could have been the midnight rape, or the nude gay art show that took place in my room. One of those probably added to the lack of sleep.
Try one of these scones. You're going to love them.
I'm a little too traumatized to have a scone. Let's move.
Will you slow down for a second? The whole eye drop thing backfired. Okay, it didn't work. She had to leave me and go attend to him. Why are you looking at me like that?
You're falling for this broad.
No, I just met her.
Exactly. I'm gonna go.
You can't go.
Watch me. Watch me take this on down the road.
Look, if you leave, Gloria is gonna freak out and throw a shit fit, and it's gonna go into crisis lockdown mode here at the house.
I don't give a baker's fuck. I just had my own sock duct taped into my mouth last night.
Well, what?
Yeah, the sock that I wore around all day, playing football in, pouring sweat in, was shoved into my mouth, and then was duct taped over it.
Well, let's talk about it. I'm a good listener.
I'm not in a place to discuss what happened, okay? I felt like Jodie Foster and the Accused last night. I'm gonna go home, see Dr. Finkelstein, and I'm gonna tell him we got a whole new bag of issues. We can forget about Mom for a while. I'm gonna go.
Suit yourself. Rule number one. Rule number one. Never leave a fellow crasher behind.
I can't believe how selfish you are.
I need you.
A friend in need is a pest. I'll stick it out with you because you're desperate.
I need the big guy.
I'm gonna try to give you a little bit more time because somebody can't close.
Fair enough.
But if you want my help, you gotta listen. Number one, stop being a pussy. Number two, make a move. Number three, you know it. Could you pop this hurt for me, just as a top off? Here's what's gonna happen, Tonto. Kemosabe's gonna have some flavor. I'm gonna choose not to eat with you.
We're not gonna eat together?
No. I like to recharge my batteries and shut down the engines and get myself back to neutral. When the meal's over with, I will talk to you. I don't want to get into what happened last night because it's only going to make me mad. Let's get through today. Let's keep our eye on the prize. Let's focus and let's close some ass.
Noted. Can I tell you something without you getting angry? I love you. Yeah, you big guy.
Well, that's the whole thing, and one of the bigger things when I was, you know, starting this podcast, I have a lot of loves in my life, but, you know, like, movies and food are definitely two of the bigger ones, Giants being another, but, like, I went, you know, and I go, like, well, who am I to be a voice of just that, or just that, so I was like, oh, let me combine two, and I really thought, like, I love so many movies that are about food, but then you think about it, and I'd like to think when people listen to this podcast, all of a sudden they realize, like, oh, yeah, like, food is just so, you know, shown and represented in so many movies.
Well,
so
why is that, by the way? Because, I mean, is it just a selling point? Because even now on TV, like, you know, we'll be watching, like, do you watch Billions?
Yeah.
So watching Billions, every other scene in Billions, or every scene in Billions now has food in it.
Wow, okay. And that's right.
9:30 at night, I'm like, I feel like going to make a steak. You know, so it's, I don't know what it does to a person, but in movies and in TV, food scenes are huge. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I wish this was live and people could call in and tell us, like,
yeah,
how about this movie? How about this scene and this scene? Because I'm sure as soon as we get off of here, there's going to be a million we're going to think of.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
A million
yeah.
scenes of food.
Yeah, million scenes of food, even more football movies, more, I mean, you know, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, I mean, food in movies and food in general. Look at, like, obviously with your, like Netflix, how many cooking shows there are.
Yeah.
Now, people, you know, plain people just love food, but food has just always been something to bring people together. Hey, we were talking tailgating.
Yep.
Like, all of a sudden, like, I would love to find out what one of the original tailgates, like, was.
Let's go there and cook 4 hours before.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly, yeah.
What do you mean cook?
I mean,
we're cooking home.
You know, like, I mean, and that's another thing with a lot of the newer stadiums. Like, I mean, I'm wearing a Yankees hat right now, I will fully admit that Citi Field is a superior field to Yankee Stadium.
When you're talking about tailgating.
Well, yeah, and the food that they have in the facility, yeah.
I mean,
the place has its own brewery attached
to
it, you know?
It's the Bronx, though. It's not like you're whipping out a grill, somewhere else. But that your Giant Stadium, like, I remember going back in a day where we would pick up our sandwiches from the deli, and you would eat at half.
Yeah,
that was my tailgate.
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
I was never into that. We had a thing.
Sure.
Whether we were driving or taking the train, and I was starving. I wanted to eat before that, but I don't know. It's a rule.
You know,
eat at halftime.
Yeah.
Now, like, eating before, I mean, during, I mean, at halftime, I mean, after.
Yeah. What's your what? I have to ask you. What? Well, I have a couple of related questions, but what's your favorite time, you know, game to go? You know, like, are we talking like a 1 o'clock or?
So look, as a working man.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be the 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, do you like prime time?
Yeah.
It's funny, I think people like the prime time, sitting at home watching it on TV where they could click it off and go to sleep. I go to these games, man. I end at midnight somewhere, and I'm either trying to get home on a plane, or the next day where I'm trying to take a red eye, or I'm getting up at four so I can make a 5 o'clock and get to work.
Yeah.
So you're asking someone. I'm always going to tell you a 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't have that luxury. You know, I'm not complaining about it, but I don't have that luxury of going to bed right after a game.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, the last couple of years, many years, I'm looking at a 2-3 win season and I'm in East Bum, you know what, mm-hmm. wherever, and we're down, Giants are down 21 points and 2 minutes to go. And I'm like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take a 1 o'clock.
Yeah, just take 1 o'clock.
When the Giants have 2 wins out of season, I'll take a 10 o'clock a.m.
Is there any time you're like, oh, boy, I wish the Giants even played on, like, the West Coast so I could watch games at, you know, 10 in the morning?
Trust me. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, as far as, you know, like, the how many games in a row you've been and how many stadiums you've been to,
I've been to them all.
Yeah.
And I just finished Atlanta last year.
Yeah.
I'll have to hit Vegas.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait.
Are they doing anything with the two LA teams?
Who knows? I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of these stadiums, the food in them.
Yeah.
The surroundings, the announcing, the scoreboard. And you know what? You know what I'm really jealous of?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really jealous of these chants that stadiums have. I really am, bro.
Yeah.
The singing or the this. And even if it's as stupid as the Eagles one or the Jets one, like, I wish we had something. I really do.
Yeah, it's a unifying crowd. Yeah.
Give me something.
Yeah.
But this is my 19th year in a row.
Yeah.
19. At 20 years, I'll reevaluate my insanity and figure out what I'm doing.
Well, we're going to have another Super Bowl win by then.
Yeah, so. Of course. Be careful, Tony, this year or next year.
Yeah, yeah. you've been to every stadium. You've been to so many cities. What city?
Philly. The worst. No matter what you're coming out of your mouth next, it's going to be Philly.
Who are the friendliest fans?
Not Philly. definitely Midwest.
Yeah. I hear Packers are good. Yeah.
So not. I mean, they'll give you their seats.
Yeah.
Well, Packers.
That's just a whole interesting setup. I mean, you got people's homes right around it.
I can tell you a funny story. So the first time I was there, maybe it wasn't the first time, but the freezing game.
Yeah.
That championship game. I actually, you needed to be indoors. It was unbelievable. So we had parked on this road and literally they tailgate right in their garages.
Yeah.
And I went to this, you know, people were like, come on in. They just invite you.
Yeah.
Use our bathroom. So that's what I'm getting at. Like I had, all my stuff to get dressed and they're like, come on in, like use our house and sleep in our bed, use our bed. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm talking about nice. And then I remember getting dressed and like, they're like, I'm ready to go out. And they're like, no, use the back door. And like the back door was the parking lot. Like it was like you're at the stadium. So
yeah.
I mean, yeah, fans are great in Green Bay, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Even Minnesota was really nice. You know what? Listen, you'll hit nice anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hit jerks anywhere you go.
Yeah.
And yes, it's true. There's obviously more jerks in big cities. There's more jerks in Arlington, in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
There's obviously, you know, big time jerks in Philly, but I think, you know, everybody gives them a bad rap, and it's well deserved.
Uh-huh.
I believe that it's become the thing. So, like,
yeah,
they know that they're jerks, so they have to continue to be that way.
Yeah, now they're just owning it and
right.
doing the whole.
However,
ever since throwing snowballs at Santa,
yeah,
right?
That's it. Now, don't get me. I go to a banging tailgate in Philly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's a good food city.
And nice people.
Yeah,
I won't repeat that too many times. But this one particular tailgate, but you meet nice wherever you are. If you are a jerk,
yeah,
you will meet jerks.
Yeah.
If you ignore, they'll leave you alone. The only thing about Philly is if they win, they'll still treat you like a piece of shit. So it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, they won't feel sorry for you at all.
Do you have a favorite moment out of all these years?
Wow. I mean, come on, man. Tyree catch.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 42 beating the undefeated Patriots.
That's
will go down forever. But I have, you know, for me, it's different because I've been to so many games. So, yeah. So, you know, the Giants' first win in Dallas when they opened up the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I was able to go to a Giants-Kansas City game, regular game, and, like, you know, being escorted with the Tisch family in a private limo.
Mm-hmm.
It was a limo bus. Like little things, like, yeah. You know, is really cool. That's kind of dumb. That's had nothing to do with the game itself. But
no, but you've had so many. That's
I've
the whole
had
thing.
So many experiences.
It supersedes just the stadium and the games. You've just had so many amazing experiences.
I mean, when the Giants got snowed in Green Bay,
yeah,
nobody could get home. So being with the team for the whole entire weekend and a Monday and a Tuesday,
yeah,
like just like in the bar getting a burger because you can't go outside.
Yeah.
That stuff is cool to me.
Yeah.
Home games, Cruz's 99 yarder, where I think I was on Boomer and Carton the day before talking a whole bunch of shit to Fireman Ed, telling him like, dude, we're going to win this game.
Yeah,
Giants were losing, and Cruz all of a sudden has his 99 yarder, and boom, Giants going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's so many different things that I remember, so many games to be a part of. Sometimes you just can't beat the feeling when you're there.
Yeah.
No matter what game it is.
Definitely. Well, we have one last part of the of the podcast, and it's called Gut Instinct. So it's just whatever, you know, thought, whatever answer comes to you first, and it's just kind of like, you know.
But it'd be terrible this game, bro.
That's okay.
The Giants win a Super Bowl every year, and they're going to be 19-0. But go ahead, shoot away. Right.
Favorite fast food?
Burgers.
From any specific place?
No, it's Five Guys.
Five Guys?
Hell yeah.
Go-to alcoholic beverage?
Vodka cranberry.
Favorite childhood snack?
It still is a zebra cake.
Oh, those
Yo,
are,
don't
yeah.
mess with my... Do not mess with my zebra cake. No. But I can back those up with Ring Dings and Devil Dogs and candy.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Okay.
Cranberry Cream Egg. You know how I am with those.
Yeah.
That's not a childhood thing. That's
But that's just it. Yeah. Sweet or savory?
It's totally sweet.
Favorite food city?
Wow. That's a really, really good... Dallas with all the barbecue.
Yeah.
And anything. Houston, Dallas... incredible.
Yeah.
I could sit at one of those outdoor, chop your meat, weigh it, and go eat it.
It's
incredible.
Yeah,
yeah, seriously, good. Incredible.
Favorite cuisine?
Wow, lean cuisine. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a food guy, so what's yours?
I mean, I love, like, American barbecue.
I mean, I do too, yeah. but give me something more. That's
something
what you want,
more?
Right? Give me something more.
Yeah.
Favorite cuisine? I mean,
well, I specifically love the food in New Orleans, like that, like Cajun Creole.
I could do that and go get a baguette or whatever those things are called.
The po' boy?
Yeah, I mean, no. The store they have with the, go get one and a coffee.
Oh, beignet.
And beignet.
Yeah, yeah.
What I call beignet? Yeah, see? I'm turning into one of them. Yeah, you go get a beignet in New Orleans. I could totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. How can I go? I do like the barbecue.
Yeah.
But you can't at New Orleans, boy.
Yeah.
But that's right. I can go down a block and get some Louisiana Popeyes chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
It's same thing.
Love that chicken at Popeyes. guilty pleasure food. That might have to be the zebra case.
I'm back to... No, I have a serious problem,
okay.
Bro. I have a serious problem. I'm back to sweets,
yeah.
Cadbury cream egg.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm insane. Like, I do two at a time. In a little plate, you microwave it for 9 seconds before they explode, heats up a little bit inside. Like, I'm telling you, I'm insane. So, yeah, I have to go with
candy. Like when Easter's coming up, you're just like that.
I'm balling.
Yeah.
They sell me around now,
okay.
So I'm okay. But you ever have go to one of those, like a Nestle store or a what's those, chocolate factory and get a a double doozy?
No.
Dude, come on, bro. You got to step your game
oh,
up.
Oh, boy.
It's a cookie with the cream in the middle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
it's called
yeah.
a double doozy.
Okay. I know the lingo.
Yeah. You might know the lingo.
Boy.
Yeah, guilty pleasure.
Okay. Favorite condiment?
I'm into this new Heinz
ketchup, they came up with those,
mayo and ketchup.
Yeah.
Because I literally pour a thing of ketchup and a thing of mayo and I mix them.
Yeah.
So now it just comes regular.
They came up with a bunch of, like, they have that
they
crunch.
They have the barbecue one. Yeah, they have a bunch of, but I'm a,
hey, you gotta,
I will have a Russian dressing or a ketchup and mayonnaise on everything.
All right.
Except my peanut butter and jelly.
What's the last thing you ate?
Cadbury creamer. No. I actually had a salad with grilled chicken today for lunch.
There you go. You got to have those so you can have the Cadbury eggs.
And that leads me to have my dessert tonight.
What would be your last meal?
Probably Del Frisco's.
Mm, yeah. New York
actually,
Steakhouse
you know what's
Classic.
Funny? I'm a big steak guy, too.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy... I know it's a chain,
yeah,
but I'm really into Ruth Chris.
Yeah.
I like this sizzling steak when it comes out. I can have a plate of those freaking au gratin,
and I
can have a plate of the cream spinach.
Well, they just, you know, for like you said, it might be a chain, but they have very good consistency throughout you know, if you go to one, you know that
what
you're
expecting.
Yeah.
Correct. I need my steak to be, like, right off that grill.
Yeah.
I want it really, really hot and sizzling,
mm-hmm.
and then I butterfly it in a little extra butter, and I'm insane.
Do you prefer to dine in or dine out?
Wow. How about takeout?
Takeout. All right. Yeah.
So I do like eating at home.
Yeah.
I do like flipping through channels, the fam together and watch whatever. You know, maybe because when I was younger, we weren't allowed to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
You always do a little something.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't as prevalent like TV back then anyway, but. Yeah. But no, I think I'd rather watch TV and have my own drinks and do whatever I want at home.
What would be your spirit food? What food, like, best, you know, embodies you?
Wow.
My
spirit animal brings my spirit animal out?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about... You know what? That's funny because it depends what mood I'm in.
Sure.
But the local supermarkets have a buffet.
Yeah.
So like a hot whatever.
Yeah, like hot lunch station. Yeah.
And I think brings my spirit animal because if I'm like not feeling it, I'll just grab like a little bit of salad and whatever.
Okay.
But then you could go over here and all of a sudden they got this spicy something or corned beef and cabbage, or it's got all the holidays and it's not even a holiday. So that might bring out my spirit animal.
Yeah, a buffet, right?
A buffet, baby.
Yeah.
Just plain buffet.
You go to the movies. Is there a snack? Is there a go-to snack?
They don't sell Cadbury cream eggs and stuff.
Okay, well,
like,
what do you got?
No,
yeah.
I'm only kidding. I got to grab the Milk Duds.
Milk Duds. 100%. Oh, yeah, classic.
You spend $9 on Milk Duds and you're good to go.
And the $20 on the movie ticket.
I don't. That's probably the only time I actually eat popcorn, too.
Yeah.
Well, is that a movie? But you're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's good to go.
Last question. Greatest lesson you've learned in food. Is there one?
Oh, man. It's not true what they say that it's never could be too hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. So I went to Nashville for the draft.
Yeah.
And
another good food city. Fried chicken down there is on point.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So where did I go? Fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the hot chicken.
Oh, yeah. That
in Nashville.
Which is
hot, bro.
Yeah.
Hence why I'm talking to you right now.
The regular chicken is hot. And then if you get the hot chicken,
correct.
It's...
So that's the reason why I'm bringing this up right now, because I just had it, and they're lying. Oh, it's hot, but it's not mouth on fire hot.
Yeah, have a jug of milk next.
Yeah, so I do believe in that, but I would go with that. What else? I like to try new things.
Yeah.
But I guess when you get up there, you know, listen, I'm in my 40s, so I still like what I like. Mm-hmm. And getting an old dog to try new tricks is very hard.
Sure.
So people don't like to try new things all the time.
Yeah.
You know, let's stick with the... It's definitely too hot if they tell you it's hot. I'm sticking with that one.
Well, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, hell yeah. I can't wait to do it again, bro.
Yeah, so let's remind people again about the event, because this is a great event. I mean, you guys, so this year it's for St. Christopher's
Inc. Yep, Inc. And At-Risk Youth.
Yeah.
It's a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny because people are like, why didn't you stick with Tom Coughlin J Fund?
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm still going to make a small donation.
Yeah.
Just because of the relationship that I have with them. But Landon Collins became very close to a couple kids at St. Chris.
Okay.
And he went to their gala, then he went to their golf outing dinner, then he went here, then he went there, and he kept in touch with them. And it was like he wanted to keep that relationship.
Yeah.
And although, you know, how do you have a relationship with Tom Coughlin? Should he drafted him? But he wanted to be with these kids, and he's on his way out. Don't think those kids weren't upset.
Yeah.
You know, that he's moving on.
Yeah, this is something very special. That
it
he
is.
Gets to...
It, will it go back to Coughlin next year? Who knows? We'll see. We'll see who takes it over. Maybe the person that takes it over has their own charity.
Yeah. So this is June 8th. And it, like we said, it's at the Palisades
Credit Union Ballpark
in Rockland County, New York. So again, June 8th. That's the whole. You can show up and you can start tailgating that too.
Yes, you can. The parking lot opens at 1. Yeah. The gates open at 3.
Yeah.
Everything starts around 5. You could get your tickets at LandonCollinsGame.com.
Yes.
And you know, we try to keep them low. I mean, the tickets are only $30.
Yeah.
I think we started 3 years ago. It was 20. So I refuse to go over that. I think with taxes and fees you go over it, but I refuse to go over $30.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, you bring your family out there, you know, and you can join an event for under $100 for the family and see 75 to 100 New York Giants and some celebrities playing ridiculous games.
Yeah, it's awesome because, like you said, you get to see these guys and they're not, you know, they're not on the football field and they're just more, you know, they're clearly having fun when they play those games, but they're in a much more
relaxed atmosphere.
You know,
and don't forget, I'm not, by the way. I'm not.
Yeah.
Because God forbid anything happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving to Alaska. You'll never see me again.
And then please tell people where they can follow you, any social media or...
So, you know, if you don't already, you should be, but it's at License Plate Guy on everything.
Yep.
And, all right, so it's not the fanciest of names, but tough.
We have a little catchphrase that every, guest says at the end of every episode. It's, there's more to cut. So it just kind of mean. I mean, it came from my grandmother as far as specific towards meal, but I just feel like
But now you got life, all those film.
Yeah, there's more to cut.
There's more to cut.
There we go. Thank you.
No doubt. No, thank you, Pat. This was awesome.
Let's go Giants and let's bleed blue.
You know it.
All right.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like a loving you. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you such a sweet.